Today's daf is Avodah Zarah daf Nun Aleph, and we are 8 lines from the bottom of daf Nun Amid Beis, Amar Rav Yehuda, Amar Rav. Today's daf is being learned as a schos for Achenu B'nei Yisrael, Hanasunim Batzaru Vashifya. So we're moving along now in the fourth perek of Maseches Avodah Zarah, perek Rabbi Yishmael, and we're learning some of the basic halachos related to worshipping Avodah Zarah. So as it relates to an introduction to today's daf, super brief, Avodah Zarah is arguably the most chamor azarah in the Torah. If somebody is over Avodah Zarah, bemazed, they were Eden, there was Hasra, he's chayiv misas bezden. Which misa? The misa chamura. He's chayiv misas skila. In the event that there were no Eden, or there were Eden, but there was no Hasra, then he's going to be Chayef Chatas. If someone is Oved Avodah Zarah, even B'Shoigeg, the halach is, he has to bring a Karban Chatas. In fact, he brings a unique type of Karban Chatas. Unique because of the uniqueness and the severity of what it is that this person did. But Le'in Yonenu, if somebody is Oved Avodah Zarah, the halach is, he's Chayef Mises Bezin. Stating that, that's not always the case. It's possible for a person to be Oved Avodah Zarah, bemazed with Eden and Hasra, and it's 100% bona fide Avodah Zarah, but at the same time, he won't be Chayef Mises Bezin. In fact, in order for someone to be Chayef Mises Bezin for being Oved Avodah Zarah, there are one of two boxes that you would have to check off, meaning you'd have to fit into one of two categories. The first is that you're being Oved the Avodah Zarah in the derech that people were Oved the Avodah Zarah. So we're learning Perek Rabbi Shmuel, which begins with the Avodah Zarah of Markulis. If somebody would be Zoyrek Evan the Markulis, being that that's the way people worship Markulis, you were Oved Avodah Zarah in the derech that it is to be Oved this Avodah Zarah, you chayiv misas bezdin. Another way for someone to be chayiv misas bezdin for being oved avodah zarah is if he does an avodah to the avodah zarah that was done by the kohanim in the Beis HaMikdash to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So in the Beis HaMikdash there was avodahs that were done. Shechita, Kabbalah, Hoylacha, Zrika, those are avodahs Adam. There was also avodahs that were done with the Emurim, Haktara, avodahs that were done with Yayin and Mayin, Nisuch, Shvich Ashirayim. There were different avodahs that were done in the Beis HaMikdash. If somebody would do one of those avodahs for a getchka, for an avodah zarah, whether it's the derech to be oved this avodah zarah this way, or it's not the derech to be oved this avodah zarah in this way, the halach is, he too would be chayiv Misas Bezdin. So there's two ways that a person could be Chayiv Misas Bezdin for being Oved Avodah Zarah. There's many ways a person could be Oved Avodah Zarah. But two ways that it can be upgraded to the point that now he's going to be included in the Elohein HaNeskala. Number one, he's being Oved Kedarka. Number two, he's doing an Avodah that was done in the Beis HaMikdash, what's known as Avodas Pinim. We're going to see in the course of today's daf that there's actually a chilek between someone who's Oved Avodah Zarah in this very chomerdig way where he's doing it kedarka versus where he's doing it shaloi kedarka, but at the same time it's an Avodas Pinim. So Atzad HaShava Shebehen is that these are the highest ranking forms of Avodah Zarah. These are the two that are niskalim. But in the course of the daf, we're going to see some nuance to be mechalik between the two. Either way, that's just a very brief introduction. The longer introduction, by the way, is to learn Perek Avraham Mises Bezin, specifically all the sugyas that deal with Avodah Zarah. They very much complement what it is we're learning right now. So, Tein L'Chacham V'Yech Gemoyd, learn those Gemaras, Tzarei Flakan, and the sugyas are going to come together. We'll quote a little bit from Masech to Sanhedrin in the course of the daf and the raid. But on that note, Be'ezras Hashem, we begin another daf, Avodah Zarah, Daf Nun Aleph. So 8 lines from the bottom of Naf Nun on the base of the Gemara. Rav Yehuda my Rav. Rav Yehuda said in the name of Rav, Avodas Keichavim Sha'iv Den Oysa B'makol. An Avodah Zarah, where the derech is to worship this Avodah Zarah with a stick, with a shtekin. So Rashi says, what does it mean they were oved it b'makel? Right, what did they do with the makel? So Rashi says, shemekashkishin lefoneh b'makel. They would shake the makel in the presence of this Avodah Zarah. I guess you had to be there, but the bottom line is, that somehow made sense, and there was an Avodah Zarah that was worshipped in that way. So says Rav Yehuda in the name of his great Rabbi Rav, in the event that somebody would go to that Avodah Zarah with a stick, But he wouldn't shake the stick. Rather, he would do something else with it. Shavra makel b'fanat. So, for example, he would break it. Chayev. The halacha is, he would be chayev misas bezdin. Zorak makel b'fanat. If he would only throw the stick, potter, then the halacha is that he would be potter. Now, if you notice, on the left side of this gemara, there's a long Rashi, where Rashi explains posh pshat, what Rabbi Yehuda Merav is trying to say. And the synopsis goes something like this. That's poshit, that although this person went and worshipped an Avodah Zarah that people worship with a makel, the halacha is, he's not considered someone that was oivei this Avodah Zarah kedarka. Because the way people used to be oivei this Avodah Zarah was, yeah, with a makel, but by mishing it. And this person went and he broke it or he threw it. So in terms of considering him as someone that was oived in Avodah Zarah kedarka, that's not going to be the case. Stating that, being that the person did worship Avodah Zarah with a makel, so potable klumi afshar, you can't completely say, well, this person worshiped this Avodah Zarah in a no shaychis way. It's for that reason, says Rav, let me take it a step further. If the person would go, ready for this chiddush, and break the makel, we would view breaking the makel as if he did an avodas pnim. Which avodas pnim? Kayanim broke sticks in the Beis HaMikdash? No. But you know what they broke? Necks. They used to do shchita. That's something that they used to do. And there's a shaychis between shavar makel and being shaychet a behema. Now, that is a little bit of a stretch, and it only works, says Rashi, because you're worshiping this Avodah Zarah with a makel when the derech is to worship it with a makel. So now your makel can be viewed as a proverbial behemoth. Ordinarily, you worship with a behemoth. Well, this Avodah Zarah, you worship with a makel. So we can now take this leap of faith and we could say that when I look at this makel, I see a behemoth. And if you were shavar the makel, I could view it, it's a shtickle taira, as if you shechted the behemoth. And as a result, you're going to be chayef. Not chayef for being oived Avodah Zarah kedarka, even though it was with a makel and that's the derech to be oived this Avodah Zarah, because that's to be makashkish. And you are makashkish. What you did was, you were shavar. But being that the derech is to be over this Avodah Zarah with a makel, the makel becomes the proverbial behemoth. And when you're shoved at the makel, it's as if you shechted the behemoth. And shechting the behemoth is an Avodah Pnim. And it's for that reason you're going to be chayv. Now that's only true if you went ahead and you broke it, because then it's Kein Avodah Pnim of Shechita. But if you were Zorak, you did his Rika, what's the Kein Avodah Pnim? So says the Gemara. What's the Kein Avodah Pnim? Amalei Abayla Rava. Abayla told Rava, I don't understand Pashup Shad in Rav. Why is it that Shavar Mako before now, the halach is going to be chayiv? It's because we view it as an Avodah Pnim. What's the Avodah Pnim? It's Kein Zvichel. Zorak, not me, Havli Kein Zvichel. I mean, Zorak. If anything, it's even more. This is the same Maisa Zrika. Shavar being Shchit is a Shtickle Torah for the ages. But Zorak being Zorak, that's what Zarak is. Amalei, so Rava told Abaya, Be'ina Zrika Mishtaberes Veleka. And in the world of Kachem, this would seem to maybe have a little bit of significance. And that is, that Zrika doesn't mean to throw. That's not what Zrika means. Zrika means you throw something, and that thing that you throw is Mishtaberes. It breaks into a bunch of pieces. So when the Kohen was Zerik Dam, so it started off as Dam, it's in a Klishares, right? You did the Kabbalah. And now, when the Dam is mid-ear, it's going through the trajectory, and it's heading towards the Mizbeach, and then it lands on the Mizbeach, it's Mishtaberes. It turns into many different particles. And that's not a prat in Zrika. That's the Heftz of Zrika. So said Rava Tabaya that Shechita is Becheftza, snapping the neck of the animal. Well, if you're Shavar Mako, it's Kein Zvicha. Zrika is Becheftza, throwing something that's mishtaberes. When you throw a stick, the stick is not mishtaberes, feleka, and as a result, you're not going to be chayfei the gemara kasha on this. Isavei, sofas lo tzoyo. In the event that somebody went to an avodah zarah and he gave the avodah zarah to eat, and what did he feed the avodah zarah for frishtig? Tzoyo. Oishen nosach lefona avodah mei miraglayim. Uri took a keli of mei miraglayim and he poured it on top of it. So it wasn't nisach hayayin, it wasn't nisach hamayim, it was nisach mei miraglayim. So the aloch is chayef, he's going to be chayef. And if you look at the top Rashi, afilu ein avidasa bekach. Even if this is not the way to worship this avodah zarah, like par, for example, they used to worship mei inyan le inyan ba'isa inyan, right? But even if this is not the derech to worship the avodah zarah this way, afilu hachi, you're going to be chayef. So the Gemara says like this, bishlein ma'avid shel mei miraglayim. I understand why you chayev for pouring the avich on meme raglayim or for throwing the meme raglayim. Ikos rika mishtabet. It's because probably it's ke'en avoidas penim. Again, it's not the derech, so you can't be chayev for that. Chayev means misa. So you can't be chayev misa for the derech because afilu ein avoidas abakach. Teretzis will be chayev because it's avoidas penim. So as it relates to the avich on meme raglayim, I understand avoidas penim because it's a liquid. The liquid is going to be mishtaberes when you throw it, and as a result, it's dumya to zrikas dam. Eletzoya my zrika mishtaberes ikka. If somebody throws tzoya, that's a salad. That's like zarak makel. So if it's like Zarek Makel, where's the Zrika Mishtaberes? So L'chura, this Braisa would seem to be a stira to Rav's big svara that he said to be Miyashiv Shitas Rab. But the Gemara says, no, I could always tell you, but Tzoya Lacha. Maybe the Tzoya was a moist Tzoya. That Tzoya, if you throw it, would be Mishtaberes. It's an Ekimta. But maybe Hachav Mayaskina and Tzoya Lacha, and that's the reason that you would be Chav. Says the Gemara, let me get it. It would seem at first glance that this Chiddush of Rav is totally in a Machloikis Tanam. Now again, which Chiddush of Rav? The first thing Rav said, which is, if somebody goes to an Avodah Zarah, where the derech is to worship this Avodah Zarah with a makkah, but the derech is to be mekashkesh the makel. And in lieu of being mekashkesh the makel, this person is shover the makel. The halacha is that he would be chayev. Why? Not because it's the derech, because it's not the derech. And in fact, if you were zarak, you would be potter. But it's because it's ke'ein avoidas pnim, which avoidas pnim shchita. Even though, let's be honest, this is not really shchita. The teretz is the shtickle Torah, that long Rashi on the left side of the Gemara, on the Avnun on the base. So the Gemara says, L'chura, that chiddush would seem to be telling the machlokes tanoim. What's this machlokes tanoim? Shachat l'chogov. If somebody goes to an avoidas zara and he shechts to this avoidas zara a grasshopper, and here too Rashi says that this was not an avoidas zara where the derech was to worship with a grasshopper, but stop. He went to an Avodah Zarah and he says, I'm going to bring it an offering. And he takes his favorite grasshopper and he goes and he shechts it. And this is the way that he is going to somehow worship his deity. Rabbi Yehuda Mechayev. Rabbi Yehuda says he's Chayev. V'chachamim poitchim. And the Chachamim say, you're going to be pot. So the Gemara says, my labakum. At first glance, what is the machlokes? Probably the machlokes is this. The Mar Sovar Amrinon Kein Zvicha. Rabbi Yehuda probably holds that this is considered an Avodas Penim. Why is this considered an Avodas Penim? Because in the Beis HaMikdash they did Zvicha, and this person also did Zvicha, right? In the Beis HaMikdash they shechted Behemoth and Oifus, this person shechted a Chagav, but at the same time it's similar enough. And being that it's similar enough, it's for that reason going to be Chayv. Umar Savu is the Chachamim, Oloya Minan Ke'en Zvicha, Ele Ke'en Penim. It's not enough that it's like a Maisa Shechita. It has to be really similar to what was done. It has to be Mamish Ke'en Penim. And being that Ke'en Penim, what was it? A Behemoth was an Oif. So here too, it would have to be a Behemoth and an Oif as well. But the point is, it seems that there's a Machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim. If somebody shechts a Chagav, is that considered Ke'en Zvicha? Is that not considered Ke'en Zvicha? Rabbi Yehuda says, yeah, the Chachamim say no. Says the Gemara, l'chayra. According to the Chachamim, that shechting a Chagav is not considered Ke'en Zvicha, then breaking a stick is certainly not going to be Ke'en Zvicha. And l'chayra, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that shechting a Chagav is, see, has a very liberal definition in terms of what it means Ke'en Zvicha, so probably breaking a makel is also going to be. Says the Gemara, gishmak lemi ketanoi. At first glance, it would seem that Rav's Halach is telling the machlokes tanam, but the Gemara says like it's not muchach, meaning maybe, but it's not muchach, because I can tell you the kuli amaloyim meaning kein zvicha eli kein pnim beina. It could be everybody holds that it's not enough that it's like a mushel, a ki'ilu finu of a zvicha. A zvicha has to be a real zvicha, and shavar makol is not a zvicha. Meaning the Kuli Alma Zok Rashi, nobody holds like Rav, because Rav is a way bigger chiddush. That's what being talked about over here. Meaning, the Chachamim who hold that Shchitas Chagav is not Kein Zvicha certainly would hold Shviras Makel is not. And even Rabbi Yehuda that says Shchitas Chagav is would also hold Shviras Makel is not. Aye, so why Chagav? Yeah, oh, Shani Chagav, Hoyel V'Tzavar, Hoy Daimel, V'Tzavar Behema. What do you mean? It's a living organism. It has a neck like a Behema does. The Shchita is some sort of Shchita. Now, Chagav, incidentally, even kosher Chagav don't require Shchita, which is part of the Gemara's Havamina to shtel it to a makel. Because as much as you can physically do a shchita, but being that halachically it doesn't require it, so it's not the real thing. But the bottom line is that, says the Gemara, that to shtel to these two things is certainly bali hechrich, and as a result, although b'muschel rishon, it sounds like Rav's halacha is really the machlokes Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim, but after further review, it could be Sai Rabbi Yehuda, and certainly the Chachamim really don't hold of Rav, meaning Rav is saying a much bigger chiddush. Either way, so the daf began, Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Amar Rav, chiddush that an avodah zara, where the derech is to be oivid at b'makol, if the person went and was oivid with a makol, but not in the derech that they were oivid in. He was shavra makol b'fanel. The halach is, he's going to be chayev. If he was zarak makol b'fanel, he's going to be potter. And as we saw this, really, if you do the sikon, there's a few chidushim over here. Number one, the fact that shavra makol b'fanel is chayev is a very big chidush, because why are you chayev? You're not chayev because avidasa b'kach, because this is not the way that the avodah was actually done. You're chayev because it's kein avodas pnim, but that's really based on a shtikl teira, that you're turning, breaking a stick into a Zvich, and even though it's based on the fact that the derech was to be over this avodah zara with a stick, so now the stick's the proverbial behema. It's a nice Torah, but it's still a chiddush. So that's for sure chiddush number one. And there seems to be no Tanaic support for it. The closest we got to it was Rabbi Yehuda, who says that if somebody shechts a chagav, then he would be chayiv, but even that, a chogav has a tzavar as opposed to a makel. Another chiddush you see is this distinction between shavar makel, which is kein zvicha, versus zorak makel, which is not kein zrika. And that, the Gemara said, Rav is the one that said it, it's based on the fact that zrika doesn't just mean you threw the thing. It has to be a zrika that's mishtaberes, and that's part and parcel of the heftza and the tzura and the mahus and the essence of what a zrika is. That's a little bit of a chiddush, right? It sounds very, very profound. But either way, this was the first member of Rav who said it. It's Talmud Rav Yehuda. Tomorrow now is going to bring another member of Rav. Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rabba Baravua, Amar Rav. So this is Rav Nachman talking in the name of Rabbi Baravua, who again is saying a big memory in this sugya in the name of Rav. If there's an Avodah Zara, where the derech has to be Avodah Zara, where the stick, Shabbat Makal B'Fanef, somebody would go and he would break the stick in front of the Avodah Zara, Chayev, he would be Chayev. This is Rav L'Shitasa. It's the same exact sheet as Rav. Not just that, and this is really the punchline, and the chiddush of this halacha, V'Naseres. The halacha is that the Makal itself would become Asa. And the reason it would become aser is because it's tikravis avodah zara. And we know anything that's served up to an avodah zara becomes aser. Zorak makol lefanel. If somebody would be zorak makol lefanel, we have to pay attention here. Daloch is chayiv, he would be chayiv. Oh, but the inner neseris, it wouldn't be aser. So again, the first half is poshet. The fact that shavar makol lefanel is chayiv, that's the previous rav. The fact that neseris, if you're chayiv, makes sense, it should be Neseres. I mean, if this is Avodah Zarah on the level that Yechayiv Mrs. Bezdin, it's including the Elohim on the skull, how could it not be the Krivis Avodah Zarah? So that doesn't sound so mechudish. The second half, Sorek Makal Ufonel, Chayiv, the inner Neseres, Shtei Tshuvas Bedavar. Number one, Chayiv, I thought Rav said Potter. And number two, if Yechayiv, why is it inner Neseres? So Rashi addresses, and Rashi says like this, you have to say, it's a chiddush, but you have to say that when Rav says here in the Sefer, Zorek Makal Ufonel, Chayiv, he's talking about, you ready? Where it's the derech to be over the avodah zara with a makel and by throwing the makel. And that's the teretz to the steering rav. The first rav was talking about avodas kechavim shel oivden oisne b'makel zakrashi shem mekashkim lefanah b'makel. So whether you're shavar, whether you're zarak, either way, you're doing it shaloi kedarka, shavar yechayv because it's ke'em p'nim, zarak yipater because it's not ke'em p'nim. Over here, the mitzias was different. The mitzias was where the derech was to be over it, not just by being mekashkish, but the derech is to be over it by zarak. Now, not maybe by shavar, that's neither here nor there, but what is here nor there is that it's the derech to do it through zarak. Being that the derech is to do it through zarak, over here you're going to be chayiv, not because it's ke'im p'nim, but you're going to be chayiv because you just worship this avodah zara in the derech that it is to worship the avodah zara. So that's the answer to how Rav could first say zarak makal lefanel poter, and here he could say zarak makal lefanel chayiv. That's klar. What's the second part? The inner neseres, zok Rashi, and this is really the punchline of Rav, because the first part is just an akimta to make the brayso work. But this is really what Rav is coming to say. What Rav is coming to say is that although the halacha is that if somebody's avodah zara, So this avodah zarah now becomes tekrovis avodah zarah, and as a result, it becomes aser. The only time something becomes tekrovis avodah zarah is if you oved avodah zarah ke'im pnim. But if you oved avodah zarah and it's not ke'im pnim, first glance, this sounds like a massive chiddush. Doesn't sound like it's going to shtem, right? So the Gemara is going to work this through. But if you're oved avodah zarah and it's not ke'im pnim, so then the halacha is you're going to be potter, and not your potter, but then it's not going to be aser. It won't be tekrovis avodah zarah, and that's really what Rav is coming to say. So, right, we made Rav work. We fit it. We stimmed it with the previous Rav. But at the end of the day, ma bo Rav lahashmienu, right? What's Rav bringing to the table? What Rav is coming to say is as follows, that if somebody would be shavar makol, but if somebody would be zarak makol, then yichayiv not ke'im pnim. Because it's not as rikim mishtaberes. You're going to be chayiv al, it's the derech. So you're the same chayiv, but ain't neseres. Because the only time it's also, else the kravis of the zora is if it is going to be ke'em. Again, who said this? Rav Nachman in the name of Rabbi Barabu, tracing itself back to Rav Tzokti. Rav told Rav Nachman, Rav told Rav Nachman, I don't understand the halacha. So first things first, Maishna shavar davali ke'in zvicha. Why is it that shavar halacha is it's neseres? It's because it's ke'in zvicha. And you tell me that wherever it's ke'em pnim, that's when it's the kravis of the zora. Zorak, nami havali ke'in zvicha. Well, if that's the case, Zorak is also ke'in zvicha. So you should be chayvald ke'em pnim, and it should be then Kravis of Eidazar. Malaysia told him what we saw in the previous Gemara. Be inon zrika mishtaberes veleko. You need a zrika mishtaberes. This is not a zrika mishtaberes. By the way, if you're just following with the names, I don't want to get sidetracked because we're in the middle of a cheshbon. But in this memra, Rava asked Rav Nachman, what's the difference between zvicha and zrika? And Rav Nachman, who's Rava's Rebbe, told Rava, it's because Zrika needs to be Mishtaberes. In the previous Gemara, Abaya asked Rava, Maishna, Maishna, and Rava says, oh, I know the answer. You need Zrika Mishtaberes. How did he know the answer? He knew it from Rav Nachman. It almost sounds like chronologically, the second exchange must have happened before the first exchange. But either way, we digress. But the Gemara says, I want to ask you a kasha. On the Iker Halacha of Rav, that Rav is saying that if someone is Oivet Ke'im Pnim, Yichai Mises Besen. And if you're Oivet Kedark, Yichai Mises Besen. But there's an afkamina in terms of whether or not we view this Dover HaKorev as the Krevis of Avodah Zarah, or we don't view it as the Krevis of Avodah Zarah. Ke'im Pnim is considered the Krevis of Avodah Zarah. However, if you did it, not Ke'im Pnim, albeit kedarka, it's not going to be considered to crave as a way to zar. So the Gemara says, "Elam yato ibazoi avne markulis b'maye yosru." We know it's the first mishnah in the parak that avne markulis were aser. They were considered to crave as a way to zar. Right, two, three, close, far. Yesterday's that, but avne markulis b'maye yosru, meaning if you're going to tell me that the only time something becomes asabah, no, the only time something's considered the kravis of the zara is if it's kein avoy des pnim. If someone's zarek evan lamar kulis, that's not kein avoy des pnim. Now, why is someone chayiv mises bez of being zarek evan lamar kulis? Well, the answer is very simple. The answer is because he's being oivet kedarka. But if you're telling me that it doesn't become asa when you're oivet kedarka, it only becomes asa where it's avoy des pnim. So, avni mar kulis, but maye asru. So, this is the kasha that Rava asked Rav Nachman. He told him, I want you to know I had the same kasha. And I asked Rabbi Baravu this kasha. And Rabbi Baravu asked this kasha, Chibarav. Right, he asked someone a kasha. He says, oops, I know someone asked the Chazanish this kasha. He asked the Chafetz Chaim this kasha. Yeah, he asked Rav, the Baal Memrali. For Amalei, and he told him, Nasa kim megadol avodas kechofen. The reason Avni Margulis is chayev is because the Markulis itself was made of stone. And when you put a stone on top of it, that becomes usser, not out to Krevis of Avodah Zarah. Because once you put it on top, now it becomes a Heftz of Avodah Zarah. You just add it to Avodah Zarah. Avodah Zarah is always usser. So it's taken not usser out to Krevis, it's usser out to Avodah Zarah. Now, there happens to be nafkaminas whether something is usser because it's to Krevis, or something is usser because of Avodah Zarah. Rashi speaks it out right here on this Gemara, and that is Bittel. Right? You can be mevatel avodah zarah. You can't be mevatel tekrevis avodah zarah. So there happens to be enough gemina, but that's not the point for now. The point is the reason that it's aser is because you added to avodah zarah. Now the reason you chayiv mises bezin is for being oved avodah zarah, obviously. But the reason it's aser, but no, it's taken not out to tekrevis avodah zarah. It's aser because it's a shtik avodah zarah. This is what he told me. The Gemara says, this is the chayiv should be told in a big shadok. That holds. That avodah zarah is aser even if you were never oved it. Then I understand why it will be aser. Meaning, right now, why would this even be aser? We're saying not because you did a maisa of avodah zarah with it, it's because it's part of the avodah zarah. But that part of the avodah zarah was never nevad. You just did it this second. And l'chayra this second, it's awesome. That's what it sounds like. So, bishlam, if you hold that avodah zarah is awesome miyad, even if nobody's oivered it, then I understand why it's going to be awesome miyad. But according to the man domat that holds that avodah zarah doesn't become maser until you actually worship it, tish teri yitzhavim mutter, dohaloi polcha, because nobody worshipped it. On Malay, so the Gemara says, he told him back, that's not a kasha. You know why? Because kol achas v'achas, nasis avodah z'kechavim, v'tikrovis l'chaverta. Because when people were Zayrik Evan Margulis, they weren't just Zayrik one Evan, they were Zayrik Kambav on him. So it happens like this. You were Zayrik the first Evan. That Evan right now makes you a Oved Avodah Zarah. It also added to the binyan of Avodah Zarah. But if you hold that Avodah Zarah doesn't become Aser until you worshipped Avodah Zarah, this is not going to be Aser. It's not Aser Midin Tikroives, why not? Because it's not Ke'in Avodah Zarah. And it's not Aser Midin Avodah Zarah Mamish, because you weren't Avodah yet. But then when you put the next Evan on it, so now what happens is the original Evan becomes Aser, Hakanat Al Tikroives, that's Rav's Chiddush, because it's not Ke'in Avodah Zarah, but Al Shtik Avodah Zarah. What was the problem? You weren't Avodah. It's true, you weren't Avodah when you put that Evan on, but when you put the next Evan on, and again, just rinse and repeat. And that's how this is going to work. But the Gemara says it's a problem. The last one then should be mutter, right? Because that last one doesn't have a one after it. So that last Evan, that should be mutter. So Amalesi told him back, meaning, if it's true, no one said it's not the case. But it's rather not such a practical taina, because when people were varfing avonim, so you don't really know which is the last one, and as a result, practically speaking, it's never really going to be manifest. That's why Chazal don't make a big deal about it. But if you talk and know which is the last one, it's Rav Ashi Omer. Rav Ashi said, kol achas v'achas nasa tikroivis la'atzma v'tikroivis l'chaverta. Rav Ashi, you don't have to say that. You don't have to say that the second Evan is what makes the first Evan now an Avodah Zarah that had something worship to it. Because really, even when you put that first Evan on, two things are happening simultaneously. It's like Gita V'yodei Bo'en Ka'achas. Number one, you have that it's adding to the Avodah Zarah, but being that you were Oved Avodah Zarah, so V'vas Achas, it also becomes a Shtik Avodah Zarah, and being that it becomes a Shtik Avodah Zarah, so it's for that reason that you are going to be Chayv. Also not for now, but just Kedai to mention, and that is, so in this Shakla Vatarya here, right, so it was Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua, Omer Rav. And then Rava asked Rav Nachman Akasha, and when Rav Nachman wrote the Kasha, he said, you should know, Afli Didi Kashli, I had the same exact Kasha, V'shealtiel L'Rav Baravua, and I asked it to Rav Baravua, Rav Baravua asked it to Chib Baravua, and asked it to Rav, and this is the Teres, and then they had a little bit of a Shakla Vatarya, because it's Tolin in the Shaila, etc., etc. I saw that Rav Reuven Margolis, in his Netzoy Tzayar, so he tells that the Gemara started, Omer Rav Nachman, Omer Rav Baravua. Rav Nachman saying over in the name of Rav Baravua. Now, why is Rav Nachman saying in the name of Rav Baravua? He didn't punctuate something for Rav Baravua, but Rav Nachman is a Talmud of Rav Baravua. He learned Torah by Rav Baravua. He's a Talmud. I'm a Rav Nachman. I'm a Rav Baravua. So he's saying over from his Rebbe. When Rav asked Rav Nachman Akasha, what was Rav Nachman's response? Afli didi kashli. I had the same exact kasha. V'shealtiel the Rav Baravua. And I asked this to Rav Baravua. Frank Rav Margolis, he's talking about his Rebbe. I asked it to Rav Baravua. How could he call his Rebbe by his name? This is his kasha. See, he says, I think this is a raya to what I wrote in my sefer, L'cheker Shemus V'kinuyim. This was a long rave bite that we once did. And that is that all the Ravs and the Rabbas and the Ravas, they weren't Shemus Be'etzem. Rabba's name was not Rabba. His name was Reb Abba. And Rabba is just short for Reb Abba. So instead of saying Reb Abba, you say Rabba. And he says that in that thesis that he had, I brought a raya. It's just classic, Rav Reuven Margolis. Talked away from this Lashon HaGemara. Because being that Rav Nachman said, She'altiel Rabba Baravua, if his Shema Etzem, by the Bris Mila, it was Yikarish, might be small Rabba, he would never be able to call him Rabba. It's Reb, Rabba to you. The Teretz is, his name was not Rabba. His name was Abba. And Rabba is just short for Reb Abba. So if Rabba is short for Reb Abba, how do you let us say Rabba? It's again, it's Hafeldig that in the middle of that thesis, if you remember all the hundreds of rayas that he had, one was more tucked away than the next. This is not bad. But either way, again, we're focusing on Rav's Chiddush. Rav, by the way, his name was also Abba, right? But we're focusing Abaricha. But we're focusing on Rav's Chiddush. And what's Rav's Chiddush? That although there's two ways that a person can be chayv mises bezin from being oved avoid the zara. Either if he doesn't avoid the kain pnim, or if he's oved kedarka, but there's an afkamina as it relates to the shem to kroivus avoid the zara. If he's oved avoid the zara in the kedarka way, he's chayv mises bezin, but it's not to kroivus avoid the zara. It's going to be mutter. If, however, he does it in the kain pnim way, then it's going to be to kroivus avoid the zara. So, we learned in the Mishnah, if somebody finds on the top of Markulis, Ksus, a beged, umois, money, a kalim, or a different kalim, hare elu mutar. The halacha is their mutter bahana. Meaning, if somebody found Ksus, mois, or kalim on the top of Markulis, it looks like somebody was either worshipping, or we'll see on Amid Beis, maybe beautifying the Markulis, so you could have a havamina, ben benoi shall havamina, then maybe it should be asa bahana. But the Mishnah says it's mutter bahana. Parchile anovim, if however somebody would find clusters of grapes, vatori shal shibalim, or crowns of zangin, viyenois, wine, shmonim, oil, saltois, kemach, the choldovich, yitz bekrav, the gamim mizbeach, or anything else where this item is something that sometimes is put on the Mizbeach. Also, then the halacha is that it's going to be us to have anah from it, because we assume that somebody was makrivit the Markulis, and if somebody was makrivit the Markulis, it's the krevis of the zara, and it's going to be us. So the ratio of the Mishnah is talking about where somebody finds beged, money, kalim, things that were not typically put on the Mizbeach on top of Markulis. The seif of the Mishnah is talking about where somebody found grapes or wine or oil, silas, things that were typically, yes, put on the Mizbeach. What's the nafkamina? Meaning in both cases, it looks like somebody was worshipping or doing something to Markulis here. Stating that, the things that are not typically put on the Mizbeach will be mutabana. The things that were put on the Mizbeach would be treated like the krevis of avodah zara, and they're going to be asabana. Meaning not everything that's found on top of Markulis is going to be to krevis of avodah zara, only the things that are kiyotzebem karv legabe Mizbeach. But the Gemara asks, in light of Rav's halacha, the following, bishlei miyeno shvan basaltois, as it relates to the things that are asar. So what was the list? Parkilei anothin, atori shal shibolim, yeno shman basaltois. There were five things. So bishlein, as it relates to the latter three, yayin shemen and soilos, I understand why they're treated as dvarim shit kiyotzebem karv legabe Mizbeach, and as a result are going to be asar. Ikur ke'en pnim, these are things that were put on the Mizbeach. Yayin was put on the Mizbeach, shemen was put on the Mizbeach, soilos was put on the Mizbeach. Right, yayin, that was the nesachim, and shemen and soilos were the menachas. Not just that, ve'ikur ke'en zrikim ishtaberes. Additionally, I understand why this would be aser bahana. Because to be aser bahana, it has to be to krovis avodah zara. The only time something is considered to krovis avodah zara, this is Rav's Chiddush, is if it's something that you did, which is an avodas pnim. You, or whoever it was that worshipped this, put these things on Markulis. In order for it to be an avodas pnim, you would have to say he was zayrikit, which is very mistaber that that's what happened. But it would also need that the zrika should be a zrika mishtaberes, like we saw in the earlier halachas of Rav. Now, all three of these things are subject to zrika mishtaberes. The yayin will turn into particles, as will the shemen, as will the silas. So I understand why it's going to be asabana. It's taka, something that was put on the mizbech, it's karim on the mizbech, and it's also now a zrika mishtaberes. It's keimpinim el barchili anovim v'atari shal shibolim. But as it relates to barchili anovim and atari shal shibolim, why in the world would this be aser? Number one, loike ein primiko. Where did you ever put anovim and shibolim on the mizbech? Now the truth is, the anovim could become wine, which was put on the mizbech, and the shibolim could become soilus, which was put on the mizbech. But right now, basher usham, when it's in the state of anovim, when it's in the state of shibolim, it was not put on the mizbech. And if that's the case, loike ein primiko. Number one, it's not something that was put on the mizbech, and not just that, loike ein zrika mishtaberes iko. It's also not inyan of zrika mishtaberes, because if you did the zrika and you threw it, it wouldn't be mishtaberes, and if that's the case, it's not kein pnim. And afilu hachi, what do you see? You see that it's also. So it's clear then that the krevis avodah zarah is not totally in kein pnim. Because if it was totally in kein pnim, there's no way that this would be able to make it. Now, what is it totally in? I don't know. We'll have to wait till we learn the Mishnah on Amud Beis, and we'll have to have a better rabban of the Mishnah. But right now, the Gemara is asking a kash on Rav. Rav is being mechadish. The only time something is going to be asa v'hanam, you didn't the krevis avodah zarah, is if you were oivid in the oifen of kein pnim. L'chayr, this is not ke'im pnim, and if it's not ke'im pnim, that this in and of itself should be a problem. Now, just to speak out one knech, it's really more to get your amid base, but just to speak out one knech, and that is the Gemara's chepping with this Mishnah for two reasons. Number one, it's not as Rikim Mishtaberes, and number two,
it's not ke'en pnim, right? As it relates to yenish, shmonim, and saltos, it's good. Because it's ke'en pnim, these three things we put on the mizbeach, and the zrika is mishtaberes. So it's an avoydes pnim, it meets Rav's criteria for tekreves avoydes zar. But as it relates to the first two of the five things, and that is parchile anavim and atorish al shibolim, it strikes out, right? Number one, it's not pnim, even though the things that come from it, but that in of itself not. And number two, there's not a zrika mishtaberes. Why is it necessary that the thing itself should be something that was put on the mizbeach? Ordinarily, I would say wait till Amid Beis, but Amid Beis is going to be tomorrow's daf. And really, just behemshach to the Gemara that we learned today doesn't make so much sense. Because we saw Shavar Makkel, that is enough for it to be considered Kein Pnim. And Zarak Makkel, if it was Azrika Mishtaberes, would be enough for it to be a Kein Pnim. So why are we talking about if it is Karev on the Mizbeach? It's not Karev on the Mizbeach, right? Iku Kein Pnim, not Iku Kein Pnim. The only thing that matters is it Azrika Mishtaberes? A Makkel would be considered something if it was Mishtaberes. So why should Pachili Anavet and Torah Shel Shibolim be worse off than that? So you want to tell me it's a problem because it's not Azrika Mishtaberes? I understand that. But why are you also telling me that it's a problem because it's not Kein Pnim? The Teretz says the only reason the Makkel was considered something in the beginning of the daf is because you were worshipping Avodah Zarah with a derech is to worship Avodah Zarah with a makkel. So that was the Rashi that we spoke at on the left side of the Gemara, where Rashi made a big deal that the makkel becomes the proverbial behemah, and because it becomes the proverbial behemah, so we view it as mamish being ke'en pnim. But over here, the person's being oivet markulis. Being oivet markulis, markulis you oivet with avonim. So if you oivet with avonim, so over here, what would make the barkili anovim that Torah shal shibolim bechlal it inyan? Zrika Mishtaberes, that's one thing, but you don't even make it to Zrika Mishtaberes. You don't get onto first base, because over here you have a bigger problem. The problem is it's not even a Ke'en Pnim. And it's for that reason the Gemara over here is cheshbening that Yein Hashmona Musalta is number one, you have the Ke'en Pnim, so I have the proverbial behemoth. Not just that, it's a Zrika Mishtaberes, so I pitched in with the beginning of Rav. So I understand why it's the Krev Savay Dazar. But as it relates to Parchili Anov and Atar Shal Shibalim, it's not Ke'en Pnim for two reasons. Number one, Chavnish the Behema, and number two, Chavnish the Avoida, Amar Rav, Amar Ula, Stani, that Rav said in the name of Ula, you have to say Kigun Shabbatim at Tchilo Lekach. The Teretz is, the reason we say that this person is now not allowed to have Hanah from the Parchili Anov and Atar Shal Shibalim, it's not because of the Maisa of whoever did this, of putting these things on top of Markulis. That in of itself didn't make it the Krevus of a Dazar, because it's not Ke'en Pnim, and it's not Ke'en Zrika Mishtaberes. It's for a whole different reason. It's because at some point somebody cut. Someone was Baitza. Somebody harvested these Anofim. And someone went ahead and he hacked these Zangin. And as a result, at that point, we assume his Kavanah was already L'Shem Avodah Zarah, because he knows he's going to worship Markulis. And being that he did it then, L'Shem Avodah Zarah, so we say that this Tekrevus Avodah Zarah here, Mitzad Zvicha. Not mitzad ezriko, it's mitzad ezvicha, and it's for that reason it's going to be a problem. Now, the Rishonim mucha a little bit, and that is, so that explains the problem of zrika mishtaberes, but at the end of the day, l'chayr, the pachili anovin, and the tars shel shibolim, that's still a little bit of a problem. I'm Rishonim, I'm Barosh, I'm Ramban, I'm Barajba, I'm Baran, I'm Baritva, pick your Rishon, the Rishonim mucha a little bit, this is really more Mishnah on Amid Beis, so the Eiz Hashem will see more about it when we learn Amid Beis. Zakta Gemara, another halach, new topic. How do you know that if somebody shechts a behema that has a mum, that you are going to be potter? So, this guy, at first glance, is being oivet avodah zarah in the worst possible way. He's being zoyveach avodah zarah. You're zoyveach avodah zarah, that's kein prim, yichayv misa, it's the kroivis, this is not shofar makkel, this is like the worst case scenario. However, the animal that this person shechted happened to have been a balas mum. What's unique about a balas mum? A balas mum you're not allowed to put on the mizbeach. So said Rav Avoh, quoting the great Rabbi Yochanan, how do you know that if somebody would shech a behema that has a mum to avoid the zara, that he would be potter, he wouldn't even be chayv misa. Shenemar zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti l'Hashem levada. What does this pasuk mean? If somebody shechs avoy dezar yachram is chayv misa, what do you do with all your zvichos? Bilti l'Hashem levada. It has to go davka takodesh baruch hu. So said Rabbi Yochanan, we learn from Mili Yasser Torah elokein pnim. The only time a person's chayv misa for zoyveach lo Elohim is if it's something that you could have given akodesh baruch hu. But being that you couldn't have been mekayim bilti l'Hashem levada, why not? Because it's a balas mom. So Mili, you're not going to be chayv for being zoyveach lo Elohim either. Loi asra teira elo keimpnim. And being that this is not keimpnim, you're not going to be chayv. Says the Gemara, havi bar Rava. So Rava heard this and he asked. He said as follows: what are we talking about? Meaning, what was the mum that this animal had? Is it a mum in the dukin of the ayin? So the dukin of the ayin is the cataract of the eye. This is a unique mum. The reason it's a unique mum, because a yid was not allowed to bring a carbon in the Beis HaMikdash that had a mum bedukim shab ayin. But a ben noyach was allowed to bring a carbon, let's say on a bama, where he brought his carbonus with a mum that had a problem bedukim shab ayin. Simar says, is that what Rabbi Yechon was referring to? It can't be. You know why it can't be? Because has to live neyach chazio ligvaya bebama dedu. Lovely, this could cover me, boy. Because this is a carbon that is shaykh to be brought for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, granted, you can't bring this animal on the mizbeach, but you can bring it on a bama. A ben noyach al kopanim can bring it on a bama. And being that a ben noyach can bring it on a bama, so it's for that reason, it's considered on some level Lashem. Lashem levadoi, and it's for that reason, for sure you're going to be chayv. Elo said, Rava, it has to be mechusar ever. Must be talking about where this animal had a mum that was mechusar ever. And what's unique about a mechusar ever is that even a ben noyach on his bama is not allowed to be mak of an animal that's literally missing a limb. And what's the makar to this? So the Gemara is going to be mayrich, ukeder Rabba Lazar. I'm Rabba Lazar, Rabba Lazar, and I'm mechusar ever, shu'asa ben noyach. Hey, you know, if there's an animal that's missing a limb, it's aser for a ben noyach. I mean, even though b'nei noyach, their karbonos are not bound by the laws of mumin, but if it's mechusar ever, it's worse. And the pasuk says, "Mikol achai, mikol basar, shnayim mikol." If this gemara sounds familiar, really, if the next 8 lines sound familiar, it's because we just learned this gemara together not so long ago on daf hey on the base, daf vav on the aleph. So we literally just learned this gemara together. But either way, Rabbi Elazar said, "How do you know that if there's an animal that's mechusar ever, a ben noyach is not allowed to bring it as a carbon? Because it says mikol achai, mikol basar, shnayim mikol." Right? Where's this pasuk? It's in Parshas Noyach. Hashem is telling Noyach, take 2 of all the non-kosher animals, and he said the words mikol achai. That seems to be extra. Amr Tayr is coming to say, "Hava behema shechayin rashi evarin shalom." You know what Mikol Achayim means? That all the Rosh Eivar and Achayim, meaning it's not missing any Eivar. And Hashem's telling Noach, it's from those animals that you should go ahead and bring a carbon. If you remember when we learned our family days, we ma'ir the obvious question. And that is, Noach was told to take 2 of the non-kosher animals, 7 of the kosher animals. It was the 7 kosher animals that were supposed to bring carbonus. The 2 non-kosher animals were just there for mating. So like this, they would continue to exist post-mabel. We're bringing a raya from the 2 to halacha in the carbonus. I mean, what's the point? Have So you learn from here that because you're going to have to bring carbonus and a carbon can't be a mechusar eivor. Those animals were not the carbonus. It's the 7-7 that's the carbonus, but then that's not for now. But either way, says the Gemara, so that's Rabbi Elazar's makar. How do you know that a mechusar eivor is also a ben noyach? It's learned after mikol achai. But the Gemara says, I need mikol achai for something else to teach me that noyach was not allowed to bring an animal that was a treifa. Now, why could noyach have not brought an animal that's a treifa? So Pasha, because a treifa can't live Yud Beis Chodesh. And Noach was going to end up being in the Teva Yud Beis Chodesh. And the whole idea is, the animal's coming in, so it can go out. So if it's going to be a treifa, it's not going to survive. And as a result, don't bring an animal that's not going to make it through. But l'chair, that's learned out from the word Mikol Achai. So how can Mikol Achai teach me Mechusar Eva by Menoach? Don't I need Mikol Achai Lemutei Treifa? So the Gemara says that no, because I know Lemute Trefa from somewhere else. I know that Milchayos Zera Nafka. Kame Oifa Shemayim Shiva Shiva Zochron Akeva Lechayos Zera Al Pnei Aretz. Noach was told specifically, take animals that can have children, and a Trefa can have children. So I don't need Mikolachai to be my Trefa because I can be my Trefa with Lechayos up the Mursalani. That's all true if you hold that a Trefa can't have any children. That's good. Mandama says Trefa could have children. If Trefa is Yoledes, so then says the Gemara, I can't be mamayit it from the Chayoy Zera. So the Gemara says, Amakra, you're right. How would I know the Mu'ute Trefa? Not from Mikol Hachai, because again, Mikol Hachai is teaching us this big halach in the Karbonos of a Ben Noach. But where I know it from is from the word Itach. Noach was told, Mikol Hachai, Mikol Basar, Shnayim, Mikol Tovi, Elateva, Lahachayoy's Itach. And you know what Itach means? Itach means bedoimen lecha, similar to you. Noach wasn't a treifa. Itach means the animals had to be similar to Noach. That's why I know the animals couldn't have been a treifa. The Gemara says, Domal Noach treifa goof. Goof a treifa. Maybe Noach was a treifa. The Gemara says, it can't be. Elo told us Noach, Noach ish tzadik tamim. Ksive, we know he was a tamim. It means he wasn't a treifa. The Gemara says, tamim means he wasn't a treifa. It means he passed his physical exam. Dilma tamim bedrachov. No, because tzadik ksive. That's what tzaddik means. So the Gemara says, I hear, but at the same time, meaning tamim is not a raya that Noach was physically a tamim, means he was spiritually a tamim, but at the same time, you can't say that Noach was a treifa. Why? Because Noach was a treifa. And then when Hashem tells Noach, I want you to take itach b'dayim l'cha, so amalei rachmona dekavaseich ayol, shleimim lo yita ayol. Doesn't make any sense. Why would he tell him you should take then dafka treifa? Meaning, itach for sure means that the animal should be dumya to Noach. So if Noach is tamim physically, so the pasuk is saying don't take a treifa. If Noach, however, is a treifa, so the pasuk then would be saying take a treifa. What? Come again? Dafka treifas? Well, we want the world to have a hemshech dafka from treifas? That doesn't make a lot of sense. Elamai, you have to say that what? That Noach was not a treifa. And Itach is teaching me that the animals, therefore, couldn't be treifas either. And if the animals couldn't be treifas, I know the mu'ute treifa then from where? From the word itach. I don't need mikol achai to be mamai treifa. If I don't need mikol achai to be mamai treifa, what is mikol achai teaching me? Mikol achai is teaching me, Rabbi Lazar said, Ochem inai lemachusu evishu also ben noyach. That's how I know that halach. Says the Gemara, just one last cheshbin, just to close the loop. Hashta de nafka me itach. Now that we just said that a treifa is nesmayed from itach, lechayos zera lamali, then what do I need lechayos zera for? Now, the Gemara had said that according to the man, the Amma, that a treif is any ledes, I know from the Chayah Zera, the Mutei treif. But the Gemara said that only works according to the man, the Amma, holds that treif is any ledes. If the old treif is any ledes, the Chayah Zera can't be Mamayat there. So we had to come on to Itach. Well, now I have Itach. And I have Itach whether your whole treif is any ledes, treif is any ledes. So faith the Gemara, now that I have Itach, so what do I do with the Chayah Zera? Right? What's that? It's not coming to teach me anything, not according to anybody. So what's the purpose of the Chayah Zera? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you what we need to focus. Imi itach, had it said the word itach, I would have thought that tzav seba alma, vafilu zaga, vafilu saris. I wouldn't have known that the animals have to be able to have children. You're right, I would know they can't be a treifa, but maybe they could be a zakin or a saris. Kamashman the Chayah Zera, that's what I need the Chayah Zera to tell me. I mean, it's very posh to tell. It's, I need the Chayah Zera to know that these are animals that are going to be able to ever have a child. Either way, this is a cheshbon that we saw already in the Afayam Beis, Monagay Parshas Noach. But at the same time, what is have to do with us, just one nekuda, and that is Rabbi Loza said that I know from those superfluous words in Parshas Noach that although a ben Noach is not bound by laws of mumen, so for example, dukin shavayin is not considered a mumen when it comes to a ben Noach, but a mechusar aver is something that is going to be aser leben Noach. Why are we talking about that? Because we're tracing ourselves back to Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan. Minayin lezevech behema balas mum la'avodas kechavim shu pater. How do I know that a behema balas mum, that somebody with shech la'avodas zara, even though it's ke'im pnim and you did a shechita, etc., you're going to be pater? Because it says, Avech lo elohim yachram bilti la'ashem levadoi, le'osra Torah only when it's shayach to bring it as a real carbon to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What type of mum? Rabbi explained, mechusar ever. Mechusar ever. Is that a problem by Ben Oich? Yeah, Rabbi Loza, it's learned out from Parshas Noach, we call Achai. That is the sequel. Now, we mentioned, before we started this part of the Gemara, Amar Rabbi Avraham Rabbi Yochanan, that this is like a whole other part of the Daf, right? The Daf began with two members from Rav, and now we pivoted to, it's all Avodah Zara, it's Me'inyan Le'inyan Ba'isa'inyan, I don't think anyone's bothered, like, why are we talking about this now? Makes sense that we should be having this conversation, but at the same time, it's a different sugya, which in the signet of the Gemara, nicht mamisht azoi geschmack, right? Because I didn't really see the pivot. We spoke it out, but in the flow of the Gemara, it wasn't so nicker. The truth is, there's some Rishonim that say that this memra of Rabbi Yochanan is very much behemshech to the first part of the daf. You know why? Because if Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody would shech the behema balas mum, la vaydazar, you'd be pater. Because it's not ke'im pnim. That means he has a very high standard in terms of what ke'im pnim is. And say some Rishonim, if that's the case, I'm Britvo, Bramban, it can't be that Shavar Makkel would be considered Kain Pnim. And that's why the Gemara brought this. So Rav said that if someone's Shavar Makkel to an Avodah Zarah where the Derech is to be Oivir with a Makkel, albeit Pekishkosh, that Lachas would be Chayiv because it's Kain Pnim. For Rabbi Yochanan, you see, not that way. Because if Rabbi Yochanan holds that if somebody Shechts a Behema Mamish, Narvas, it's a Balas Mum. What's wrong with a Balas Mum? Oh, because you don't have Bilti Lashem Levad, because you can't put on the Mizbech. And the Makkel you could put on the Mizbech, Oichitnish.
teretz is because it's azake impnim. But Rabbi Yochanan is no, he's being a stickler, right? Pun intended. He's mamish being yoyrid, and he's saying no, it has to be literally something that you can put on the mizbeach. And being that a balas mum you can't put on the mizbeach, even though it's very similar to something that you can put on. Now you could argue a balas mum is an abomination, right? The Torah has laven related to a mum. Putting a stick, that's a b'chin of chulun azara, which maybe is in this deraisa, maybe it's not in this deraisa. Right? It's mam, it could be it's less. But the bottom line is, this is a big machloikis rishonim, but according to those rishonim, it's geshmaker, the hemshach, between the two parts of the daf. Zok tigemar, Amar Rabbalaz said, minayim l'shech b'eimu the markulis shu chayv. How do you know that if somebody would shecht an animal to markulis, you would be chayv? So what was the derech to worship markulis? Being zayrek evan. Stating that, we know. We mentioned it in the introduction to the daf, and it was malavas of so far for the majority of the daf, that if somebody would do an avodas pinim to any avodas zara, Markulis is included in any avodas zara, the halacha would be chayv. The question is, well, how do you know that? What's the makar? So that's where Rabbi Elazar is addressing. How do you know that if somebody would check the behemoth to Markulis, would be chayv? The pasuk says, v'layizbuchu oid es zivcheyim l'seirim. Now we're going to see this pasuk a little better in a second, but this pasuk is one of the azaras of avodas zara, and it's mentioned in the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, in parashas Achrei Mois. Right, the Torah says, don't shecht b'chutz, because if you're going to shecht b'chutz, you're going to be oivid avodas zara. V'layizbuchu oid es zivcheyim l'seirim. Right, the Sa'ir was the goat, which was the living and physical embodiment of the demon in days of yore. But the bottom line is that this pasuk is the lav that you now let a shecht, not stam lavi the zara, even to Markulis, where it's not the derech to shecht to it. Now, how do you know that? So it says, Rabbi Elazar, I'll tell you how I know that. Because I don't need this pasuk to tell me and now let a shecht one avodah zara where the derech is to shecht that avodah zara. Because for that I have a general azara. The Torah says, Eicha yavdu agoyim ha'elu es Eloheyem. And you don't do Eicha yavdu, right? Eichem. Eicha yavdu agoyim ha'elu es Eloheyem. So for kedarka, that I have a general pasuk that says anytime you're over kedarka, it's a problem. So what do I need a special law for shechita? Oh, so Eino yini le kedarka, tenei yini shaloi kedarka. This is Rabbi Elazar's halacha. By the way, our Gemara is not going to go through the whole Arichos, but I am Masechet Sanhedrin, Daf Samecha Mebeis, where the Gemara goes through it better, and the Gemara says that once I know shechita, from there I end up learning all that way this pinim ayin shal. Zok the Gemara of Ahal Hachi Udasa, but is that true? From Aliz B'chaydis of Chem L'Seirim, I learn. It's extra, granted, no one's debating that. But what it's coming to teach me is that if somebody shechts to Avodah Zarah, even if it's Shalai Kedarka, from there I'm going to learn all Avodahs from him. I need it for something else. For the following Braisa. Now this Braisa is a Teres Kayanim, and we're picking it up mid-sentence. Ad kan hu medaber bekotchim, shekdishim b'shas iser abamos, ve'ekrivam b'shas iser habamos. So what do I mean, ad kan? So really, it's referring to the parasha of Shchutei Chutz, which is mentioned in Parashas Achrei Mois, Tzvayikra Perek Yudzayin. And if you go through the psukim over there, so it starts Yudzayin Pasuk Aleph, and it goes through, I mean, the whole parasha through Tezayin. So it's several psukim. And this brisa says that parasha of Shchutei Chutz, Halos Chutz, is really made up of two parashas. There's an Adkan, and we'll see in the Hemshech of the brisa, there's a Mekan Ve'elach. There's like a before and after. What are these two components? Part of the parasha is talking about someone that was makdish something b'shas iser b'mois. Part of the parasha is talking about somebody that was makdish something b'shas hetera b'mois. Just to be clear, this parasha of Shchutei Chutz, in a way, is a parasha of iser b'mois. What we're saying is that if you have kachin, you can't just bring it on a bama, right? You have to bring it dafka in the Beis HaMikdash. There was a shas het abamas, but the shas het abamas was correlated to when you couldn't bring karbanas in the Beis HaMikdash. But the point is that it's discussing be'etzim and iser bamas. There's a nafkamina in Svara, argues this Teres Kayanin, between an animal that you were makdish, taka b'shas iser bamas, after the Torah said that you're not allowed to be Makarman Obama, versus an oil or a carbon or something that I had from Fire the Krieg before the Isser Bomis, and it's been lit, sitting around, there was already Hutra, Hayol the Ishtari, right? And now I want to go ahead and I want to be Makarman. So the Bryce of the Torah's Kainim says that if you go through these psukim, you know how to learn them, what you're going to see is that there's an Ad Kan and there's a Mekan Ve'elach. Part of this parasha is addressing Isurim related to someone that was Makdish B'Shas Isser Abomis, and part of it is talking about someone that was Makdish B'Shas Heter Abomis. Now, this is a little bit tricky. Because if you look at Rashi, Rashi says two times, side by Dibra Maschel Adkan, and side by Dibra Maschel Mikan Ve'elach. Right? The two places you expect Rashi to say. What does it mean Adkan? What does it mean Mikan Ve'elach? What's the cutoff line, right? So if you look at Rashi, Rashi says Adkan, Hay Veloy Yizbechu. If you look at Rashi, it's the next line, the end of the line. Mikan ve'elach, hay v'loy yizbechu. So two times Rashi says that you want to know what the cutoff is? The cutoff is v'loy yizbechu. Now, v'loy yizbechu is pasuk zayin. It starts pasuk aleph, ayidabra, Hashem al Moshe leimar, parash of chutz, then it says v'loy yizbechu. So it sounds like the cutoff is v'loy yizbechu. The truth is, it's impossible to learn the Gemara if that's what the cutoff line is. The kfar he iru hamafarshim. It's impossible. You just can't read the Gemara. And from the Gemara, we're going to see that pasuk he, which is two psukim before pasuk zayin, easy math, is already part of the mekam ve'elach. So what Rashi mean when he said v'lo yizbechu? What he means is that we're focusing on the lav of the Torah v'lo yizbechu, and the v'lo yizbechu is pasuk zayin, which is already two psukim after pasuk hey, and that's the mekam ve'elach part of the narrative of this parasha. So again, we're zeroing in on v'lo yizbechu here. The reason we're zeroing in on v'lo yizbechu is because that's the whole side of the Gemara. Amar Rabbi Lazar, how do you know that if someone sheikh behem lemar kulas he's chayiv? Because it says v'lo yizbechu. Freit the Gemara. Hay lahachi u'da'asa. Hay mi boy le chidatanya. And we're gonna need the mikan the elach part of this chidatanya. And we're gonna need the pasuk v'lo yizbechu she'alze anu danin. But it's not so much from that pasuk l'chayra v'lo yizbechu that the mikan the elach starts. We'll see it. Flourish in the Gemara. But rather, it's really two psukim earlier. It's for sure ready from plastic. But either way, ad kan zok de braisa. This is the Teres Kain. That's what's going on over here. Now, this is the Teres Kainim. Teres Kainims are a little bit hard to learn, right? Shaharei, usually Shaharei means I'll prove to you that what I just said is true. That's not what it means over here. Shaharei is not the haraya. Shaharei just means this is the halacha of something that you were makdish b'shas isra b'amis, and you were makri b'shas isra b'amis. Sharei, what is the status of that? Oinshon amur, you have the oinish. Shenemar, the pasuk says, ve'al pesach oyel moyed loy heviu v'goymer, and we need the v'goymer. The v'goymer is v'nichras ha'isha hu mikar v'ami, that's the end of that pasuk, so that's the oinish. Oinish amar wazar minayim, again, a little choppy here, teres kainim style. Oinish, right, some of the hard braces in shas are teres kainim, so they're hard to read sometimes. So oinish amar wazar minayim, Talmud loymar, it says, pentalo. And this is a pasuk, by the way, not here in Vayikra Yudzayin. This is in Dvarim Yudeis. Hishamer lecha pentalo oyloi secha b'chamakim ashatera. Right? What does that pasuk mean? Slower. Hishamer lecha. Be careful. Pentalo oyloi secha b'chamakim ashatera. You're going to bring oilis wherever you want to bring it. That's the azara. Right? It's clearly talking about chutz. And that means chutz. Now, where do you see the word azara? Anytime you see these magic words, whether it's ishama, whether it's pen, whether it's al, in the yellow beloy sase. Either way, going back to the teres kayanim. So the first part of these psukim, the first part of the parasha, is talking about kachim shek disham b'shas iser habamois ve'krivim b'shas iser habamois. I have the oinish. It says v'nichras ishahu, and I have the azara in dvarim yudeis. Mikan ve'elach. But from this point forward, it's talking about when you were makdish b'shas heter b'mos, and now it's the shas iser b'mos. You want to go ahead and be makrivit, and here too the Torah is giving me a whole litany of isurim. Shenemar. Now, where do I see in the psukim this mikam ve'elach? Where's the pivot? Like, where do you see it in the pasuk? Shenemar. You know what you see? You see it in pasuk hey, because in pasuk hey it says l'man asher yaviu b'nei Yisrael es zivcheim asher heim. You're going to go ahead and you're going to bring the zivcheim asher hem zoichem. You have to add the word. Zvachim shehitarti l'cha kvar. The Torah is saying that even the zvachim that were once mutter, even though, but the bottom line is from that pasuk, hey, when the Torah says those words, so it means, what do you mean, it's very wordy. It means zvachim that they were allowed to bring once upon a time. But now all of a sudden, I just threw a big curveball at them because I told them these now all of a sudden are going to be usher. So that's mikam ve'elach. That's what's going on over there. Now, what's the halacha? Again, a little choppy still. We're still in the middle of the Torah's Kayanim. But what's the halacha as it relates to those? So number one, it says al pnei hasadah. Right? Those are the next words. So Manashi of Yubane is Shrolas of Khemashim Zoivchin Al Pne Hasadam Alamichal is a vech the bomb Bashas Isra Bomis. If somebody would check even on a bomb, Bashas Isra Bomis, Mal Olavakos of Kilu who Seveh Al Pne Hasad, it'd be as if he just did it in the field. Meaning don't think there's a Milo in Shute Chod if you do it on a bomb. You could do it on a bama, but still it's going to be considered al pnei hasada. Okay. The next words are vehivium lashem el pesach oil moyed. Vehivium lashem is umitzvah sase. Right? That's a mitzvah sase. Umitzvah sase minayin. How do I know mitzvah sase? Tamaloyma, two psukim later. This is the punchline of this whole narrative. That's a lav. What's that lav referring to? The second half of the parasha, the mekam ve'elach part of the parasha, and it's coming to teach me what? It's coming to teach me that even if it was mutter, is going to be a lav. Yochel ye onish karis. You would think that the mekam ve'elach part of this parasha is just as chomer as the ad kan part of the parasha, and it should have an onish karis. Tamaloy machukas oilom. Tiyaz zois lohem, and we learn from here zois lohem v'loyacheres lohem. Zois meaning the asay of the hevium, the lois asay of lo yizbuchu oides of chayim. But it's only this and nothing else. In other words, this parsha here in Perek Yud Zayin is made up of two components with two very different halachas. And this is really the whole punchline. The first part of the parasha is talking about where you were makdish b'shas eser bamis and you were makir b'shas eser bamis. That's a problem. L'rabbi's kares. If a person would be makdish b'shas hetabamis and he had karbonas lying around, and now there's a shas hetabamis and he wants with these vachshir, you'd have an esser, you'd have a loisaser, but kares that already you wouldn't have. Good. Ad kan divrei teres kainah. But what do we want from this teres kainah? We just want one knage, and that is vol yizbuch haidus of chem l'sirim is taka extra. Rabbi Loza made a diak. He said vol yizbuch haidus of chem l'sirim is extra. He's right. It's zaya extra, but at the same time, it's taken. It's not available. It's not available. You know why? Because we needed to teach me that there was a lois asay for someone that shechted bachutz when you were makdish the underlying behema b'shas heter habamois. Afreik the Gemara. How could Rabbi Loza learn from here? Zevech l'markulis. Meinu inu l'kedarka. Tenei inu shalai kedarka. L'chayra. It's true. Meinu inu l'kedarka. But it's already taken from something else. It was already taken to teach me this halacha. And for the Gemara, Amar Rava. Rava said, Kari bei v'loi yizbachu v'kari bei v'loi oit. Says Rava, you're right. We're going to learn two things from v'loi yizbachu oides of chem l'sirim. How could you do that? You have one extra lav. How could you learn two things? So the way Rashi explains that the word oid is extra. Meaning there's something extra, ben benoishal extra. The whole lav v'loi yizbachu oides of chem l'sirim, extra. But even if the Torah wanted to write the lav, it could have said v'loi yizbachu es zivcheim l'sirim. What's v'loi yizbachu oid es zivcheim l'sirim? This is extra lav. There's two things that are extra. Kari bevelo yizbuchu, the ikra lav is extra. The kari bevelo yoid. Meaning the way you read it is velo yizbuchu esifchem l'seirin, and then like velo yoid esifchem l'seirin. So there's two lavin over here. There's the lo yizbuchu lav, and then there's the lo yoid lav. There's two extra lavin. I can learn two extra things. I can learn v'shtein teres koyanim, and that is that even if someone's not just like the shas had to bomb this, still this is going to be a problem. I could also learn Rabbi Loza's halacha minayin lezvech markula shuchayev. Again, two things being learned out because of the two things that are extra inside this lav. Exhale. So as it relates to raid, one har, and that is. So the Gemara said, Amr Rabbavo, Amr Rabbi Yochanan, Minayin lezevech behema bal asmum lavoidus kechavim shuhu pater, Shenemar, the Pasuk says, Zoyveach lo Elohim yocharam, bilti lashem levade. So says Rabbi Yochanan, the only time someone's chayef eshechting lavoidus zara is if this is something that you could have brought to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And being that a behema bal asmum, you can't be makriv la HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So it's for that reason, if somebody would be zoyveach lavoidus zara behema bal asmum, he would be potter. It's mavur in Rabbi Yochanan's memra that the pasuk that says zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam bilti l'Hashem levadai is an azar l'avoy dezar. Zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam, meaning if somebody shechts l'avoy dezar yacharam, he is going to be chayv misa. What do you do with your karbonis? Bilti l'Hashem levadai. You have to bring them to HaKadosh Baruch. The truth is, it's a mafurish of Braisa in Masechta Sanhedrin daf Samach Amud Beis in this parallel sugya. Tanu Rabbanan. Ilu nemar zoyveach yacharam, had it said in that pasuk of zoyveach lo Elohim yacharam, just zoyveach yacharam. You see, I would have thought bezoyveach kachem b'chutz akasam adaber. What the pasuk is talking about, someone's shechting to Hakadosh Baruch Hu, but he's shechting ge b'chutz. Talmud loymar, it's for that reason it says zoyveach lo Elohim.
And lo Elohim means bezoveach lavoidazora kosamadab. We're talking about somebody that's shechting lavoidazora. In lo bezoveach, I would not only zoveach, but katam menasach minayin, Talmud loimar, bilti lashem levadoi, rikain ho avoidas kulon lashem am yochid. All avoidas have to be done davka lashem am yochid, they have to be done davka for HaKadosh Baruch. But al kaparim, it's mefurish in this braisa. What? The great Rabbi Yochanan said, and that is that when it says in the Torah, Zoveach lo Elohim Yocharam, Bilti Lashem Levadoi, Zoveach lo Elohim Yocharam means that a person is not allowed to shecht an animal, lo Avodah Zarah. And the truth is, if you think about it, it has to be, that's what it means. I mean, what else does Zoveach lo Elohim Yocharam mean? Yocharam means Yichayiv Misa. So, when would you be Chayiv Misa for doing a Maisa Shechita? L'chayrif, you shecht avodah zara, right? What else? So, it's posh. Like, what's even the other side? So when it says, Zoveach lo Elohim yachram, l'chayrif, it's so obvious, which is why there's a price in Sanhedrin Samach Amud Beis. And which is why we have Rabbi Yechon's memory here in avodah zara, daf nun aleph amud aleph, that it means if someone shechts avodah zara, he's going to be chayrif misa. Now, it's posh, of course. Chazal say it. But if you think about it, it's really not poshet. And the reason it's not poshet is because if you have a posik in the Torah that says, Zoveach lo Elohim, what do you think it means? You're shechting to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now, it's true, we know Avodah Zarah is referred to as Elohim. Elohim Acherim. Lo Yeh Lecha Elohim Acherim Alpana. It's the second of the Ten Commandments. But whenever the Torah refers to Getchkes, although it will sometimes use the word Elohim, Shal Harishayna Manu Mitzdarin, Ki Yodua, but it's always with the suffix of Elohim Acherim to understand and to explain that we mean other gods. Every single time it says the word Elohim in the Torah, Vayidaber Elohim Amoy Shalemer, who are we talking about? It's always Bereshis Bar Elohim Es HaShamayim Vesaretz. It's always HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course that's what it is. So Avada, it's nicker from the context of the pasuk that when it says Zoveach lo Elohim Yochram, what it means is Avodah Zarah, and that's Pshat in the Braisa, and that's Pshat in Rabbi Yochanan's Memra, of Arvach Arvat Zarech. Or at the very least, you have to understand the pasuk. Like, what's going on over here? Why would the Torah all of a sudden refer to Stam Elohim as Avodah Zarah? Chalila, Hecha Matzino, something like that. Again, Al Rishayna Manu Mitzdarim on Elohim Acherim. This is Elohim Mavish. And also, weird Chazal see it. Again, they saw it from the word Yachram, but something's not clapping over here. What? Sarich Bir. So the truth is, if you look at Rashi Ala Torah, Rashi Ala Torah addresses it. And he dresses it with a diktuk Rashi. Why? And this is, I guess, part of why this is an overlooked Rashi. Because all diktuk Rashis are overlooked, let's be honest. But this is a diktuk Rashi. And Rashi says like this. Rashi says that the Pshutai Shal Mikra of this pasuk Elohim means Avodah Zarah. And the reason the Pshutai Shal Mikra over here could mean Avodah Zarah, even though Elohim is always referring to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is because the pasuk says Lo Elohim with a kametz. And being that it says it with a kametz, the kametz means that I'm telling you now something about something that I previously, and maybe even more recently, told you something. So if it said le'elokim, or if it said it with a shva, le'elokim, so then the word elokim would be in a vacuum, and you would teach the word elokim the way you always teach the word elokim. And elokim in kol ha'tayr kula is a lashon kodesh. So here too, zeveach le'elokim, or le'elokim, would for sure mean HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But being that it says it with a kametz, so the kametz fadres the Indian a little bit. And the kametz says, lo Elohim means something that's a dover noida, something that I told you about b'makom acher, and probably not so long ago. So says Rashi, if you go back in the Torah, this is a pasuk in Parashas Mishpatim, right? So if you go back in the Torah and you say, what did HaKadosh Baruch Hu tell Klal Yisrael about Elohim earlier? It said, lo yeh lecha Elohim acher malpanoi.
This lo elohim ara kametz traces this word to a word that you had previously. And over there, you had the concept of elohim acherim, which is an Isra avodah zarah. And Zakrashi, when the Torah said, it just said, thou shalt not worship avodah zarah. What's the punishment for someone that worships avodah zarah? That it doesn't say. That's what this pasuk is coming to be marva. This pasuk is saying that zoyveach lo elohim, which elohim? And here we don't have to say elohim acherim. Because really, the word Elohim is a reference to that Elohim Acherim, and Darton states Elohim Acherim. So I could be Makatzer over here. So over here it says, Zoydech Lelehim Yen Elohim Yachram. You should know what's the halach. The halach is going to be Chayv Mitzah. What do you do with all your karbanis built in Lashem Levade? The only thing you have to do with this is you have to bring it to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Rashi was muching. Very, very much. Very much. I understand it has to mean that Elohim is Avodah Zarah. And it's before Shechazal. It's not negotiable. We're not negotiating this. That's not what's happening over here. We understand that. We're just muching that. Why would the Torah refer to Avodah Zarah as Elohim when Avodah Zarah is always Elohim Acherim? The Teretz is, it works. If you know grammar, you know diktuk, it works. Because it says, Lo Elohim with a comment. And Rashi says, that's really not the way it should have said it. It should have said it either with a Shva, or it should have said it, Le Elohim. And being that it went ahead and it said it with a comment, it's coming to tell me something more than Voshtet. It's a pasuk that's latching itself on. It's a hemshech to something that I previously had not so long ago, several psukim earlier. In the Aseres Adibris, we had Loyeh Elohim Elohim Acherim Aponoi. So this Elohim is really a reference to Yena Elohim Acherim. Right, again, it's mamish the same minion. There it said, thou shalt not worship Elohim Acherim. Here it's saying, what happens if you worship Elohim Acherim? It's the same exact thing, but that's why he didn't need the word of Acherim, and that's why in Pshutai Shalmikra Mamish, Zoyveach Lo Elohim Yachrom, this Elohim means not HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but rather what it means is Avodah Zarah. I was mind a little bit in the Rishonim, pulled out as many Rishonim that I was able to pull off my shelf. And really, you see the Rishonim all mutchered with this a little bit. It is a hard pasuk, because the pasuk means Avodah Zarah, but it sounds like it's talking about a Kodesh Baruch Hu. So it's a very, very hard pasuk. And this Fashidin of Pshatim and the Fashidin of Rishonim, it's always that way, right? That's not a kutz. It's not a chiddush. Not a chiddush to see five different Pshatim if you open up five different Rishonim. Just to get a little bit of a time, I saw in the Sfarna says like this. This is how he teaches the Pasuk. Zoyveach lo Elohim yachram, l'chol ha'elohois yachtav. Meaning, l'elohim means everything. It means all getchkes. It means Lahavdal Alaf Alfe Abdalis Akadosh Baruch Hu Bereishis Bar Elikim. It also means the Elohim Acherim. And over here, you can't say that the word Elohim means only Avodah Zarah, because it doesn't say Elohim Acherim. But at the same time, it's Muchach Mitoicha Inyan that it doesn't mean Akadosh Baruch Hu. So in Pshutai Shalmikra says this funny, you know what's going on in this pasuk? It means if somebody would shecht, person says, Ich will din and I will avoid the Zuras. Le Rabbi is I'm going to din HaKadosh Baruch Hu as well. Yochram is going to be Chayiv Misa. Bilti L'Hashem Levali. What is this in essence? What this in essence is Shittuf. Oh, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, Samach Gimel Lamed Aleph, Am Rabbi Yochram, Am Rashbi. What's the Makar to the Issa Shittuf? This Pasik. Zoveach L'Alehim Yochram, Bilti L'Hashem Levali. So it says this Sforna, everybody always learns, where do you see Shittuf? You see it in the safe of the Pasik. Bilti L'Hashem Levali. Says this Sforna, I think you see it in the Reish of the Pasik also. That's the way you have to learn the word, L'Alehim over here. Elohim means everything, and that's what's going on here. I'll tell you another very interesting thing I saw just going through the Rishonim, and that is the Evan Ezra. The Ramban brings this Evan Ezra. This is one of the Evan Ezras that the Ramban is very not happy about, where the Ramban comes guns blazing and he uses Sharfa Lashonis. The Hevel Yiftzapir. That's the Lashon that the Ramban uses. But the Evan Ezra says, and this is not so much in terms of teaching the word Elohim, but just in his narrative of these psukim, the Evan Ezra says that, I don't know, why did Terry have to say so? I know from the Aseres HaDibris, what's this pasuk coming to be mechadish? Now, if you'd ask the man on the street, he would tell you, number one, again, the man that's learning Daf Yomi. Number one, he would say, it's, teach me the Chiv Misa, it's a Shittuf, right? There's different things that are going on over here. But Devin Ezra was muching, and this is why the Ramban says, Hevel Yiftzapil. He says, I know what you're talking about. There's no Chiddush in this Pasuk. Open a Gemara, you'll see there's a lot of Chiddushim in this Pasuk. But Al Kabanim, this is what Devin Ezra said. He says, look at the next Pasuk. Zoyveach lo Elohim Yachram Bilti Lashem Levadoi Viger. A convert. Lo Yisoyin of a Loisel Chatzenu Kiger Meyisim Be'eretz Mitzrayim. The next pasuk is talking about a ger. Says Levin Ezra that you want to know what's going on in this pasuk. That by the Seres Hadibris Herstamaisa, Kadosh Baruch Hu said, thou shalt not be Oved Avodah Zarah. But when the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, thou shalt not be Oved Avodah Zarah, he was talking to all the Yidin that were there. Right? inside. Al derech habshat in the medaber al Yisrael this pasuk kikvar hizer al zebet dibur sheni rak bavur hager. Hakosuv acharav nemar zeh. It's referring to the ger that's mentioned in the next pasuk, and he was never told that he's not allowed to worship avodah zarah. And it's for that reason Torah has to say zoyvech olihim yochram bulti l'Hashem levadoi. And Rabban heard this and he said hevel yiftsa piyu. First of all, we know the gerim war at house is. Every single lab in the Torah, we're going to have to chazer over now because of the game. He grabbed the ed, those Devin Ezra, that the pasuk right before that is called Sheikhid and Mehem and Mois Yumas. So he says, really, Neof is also mentioned in Aseres Adibris. But again, the game wasn't there, so that was also being chazered over for him. As I state in Devin Ezra, but one gishmak is ach, and that is, again, you have to know what pshat in the Seven Ezra is. It's not Hevel Yiftzapiyo. I mean, the Ramban said that, but obviously there's a pshat in the Seven Ezra. But one gishmak is ach, and that is that Devin Ezra is saying that this pasuk of Zevech Lolihim Yochram Bilti L'Hashem Levadoi is talking to the ger. It's a special azara for the ger. Demon says, I saw the Bechor Shar, also one of the Rishonim, one of the Bali Tosfos. The Bechor Shar, he says the same thing that Devin Ezra says. So what, Devin Ezra and the Bechor Shar were both heavily yiftzapiyo, but that was miyashiv zayin. But the bottom line is, the Bechor Shar says the same exact thing, that this pasuk is talking to the ger. So it could be just one gishmak azach, and that is, if this pasuk is coming l'rabbis the ger, you have to miyashiv the Raman's kashas. But that's when it's coming to be l'rabbis. This pasuk, we know the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Samach Gimel Amal Aleph, this is the Makar Teshitov. We know that a ben noyach, according to many, is not muzer al shito. So it could be it's very gishmak. The pasuk that's coming to be mechadish to Israel by the Zara, to the ger. So this is what we tell. We know you always had an Israel by the Zara, but till now you were okay if you wanted to be over the shitov. But now you're a ger, and because you're a ger, now you're a yid. And a yid, zaydech, lalihim yochram, bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Now already there's a halach of shitov. Even Ezra and the Bechor Shei say both, in Peshutai Shal Mikra, this pasuk is talking to the ger. That's why here in the parasha to the ger, with Mechadish, the halach of shitov. Like those Rishonim, Vadvar Matik, and all the Rebbeites, that Ben Noach maybe is not Muzar on shitov. But I just want to end with one Indian, and that is, there's a whole nother derech in this. There's a whole nother derech in this pasuk. Zoyvech lo elohim yochram bilti l'Hashem levadoi. Again, what's the problem with this inyan? It's because it's clear that the pasuk means avodah zarah. It's clear from the fact that yichayv misa. It's mefurish in a brayis in Sanhedrin samach amidays. It's Rabbi Yechonin's memra in avodah zarah and alpha medalef ba'id mar mekaynus. It's clear that's the way it is. If that's the case, so why would the Torah say elohim, which sounds like Bereshis bar elohim, and not say Elohim Achim? Rashi says the answer is in the comments, first of the Shva. That's what Rashi says. Sforna says his pshat, different Yishonim, Yesh Bekai v'Yesh Bekai, right? Each one went ahead and made his own shvil in terms of trying to make sense of what's going on over here. But if you look at the Ramban at the end of his pirish on this pasuk, so Ramban, like he very often does, starts talking a little cryptically. He says as follows: V'yesh bekan oid b'derech hazeh soid amok. There's a very deep secret in this pasuk. Yuvan mimenu inyan akarbonos, and from this secret you'll be able to understand the inyan akarbonos. V'yochel hamaskil l'daitoy mimashe kosavnu mimakom acher, and the maskil, the person that understands, will be able to figure out what I mean mimakom acher. For unkel is ramas loy bekan. And Unkelus was also miramis to it. We're going to be miramis it as well. When we get there, so says the Ramban that the truth is that if you want to understand this pasuk properly, you have to know Teres HaSoid a little bit, because there's a Soid Amuk going on in this pasuk. And when you understand the Soid Amuk, you'll have a better appreciation for how it's possible that the Torah would say Zayveach Lo Elohim Yachram, referring to a getchka, the greatest abomination in the world, mamish with the Shema Kodesh, mamish. What exactly is that Soid Amuk? So that's obviously way, way, way above my pay grade. I mean, if it said Soid, it would be above our pay grade. If the Ramban says it's a Soid Amuk, then obviously there's nothing to even talk about. Stating that, there is a Chlorazach that we could take out from this Soid Amuk, and this Be'ezer Hashem will be the topic of tomorrow's raid.